Blog Talk Radio.
Join the conversation at 657-383-0732. Like I said, this is Jennifer. I'm Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Solutions Blog Talk Radio. It is Sunday, September 24th, 2017. I don't know about you, but this year has just buzzed by. It's summer's over. I hate to admit it. The calendar says that we are now in autumn, but today was an unbelievably spectacular day here on the East Coast of the United States. CreateNewOrder.com is my website, and you're on Blog Talk Radio Sunday night, September 24th, 2017. You can reach out to us on the show at 657-383-0732. Join the conversation, ask your questions for your solutions to the chaos, disorganization, or just how to get to the other side of your life that begins today. Are you missing out on a strategy? What is it that you should be doing to move toward your goals? Do you have a goal? Do you have an end game? Is there something that you want in life that you want to work for? You don't know how to start? This is where to start. You call in to Lifestyle Solutions here on Blog Talk Radio and ask the question. We can work on the strategies together, answer the questions, and think about what the solutions might be so that you can reach the happiness you seek. What steps are you taking to create the life you want? You've got to have a goal. Action means nothing if there is no target. Ready? Aim. Fire. Just call Jennifer and get moving. You want something. You're longing for something. That's what you're listening for, and that's what you're joining in to Lifestyle Solutions to hear about. Once again, my website is www.createneworder.com. This is Blog Talk Radio at Create New Order. And solutions at createneworder.com is my email address where you can send your questions via email if you're listening on podcast. And you can get us on iTunes and on demand at Blog Talk Radio. And you can also join us on our blog. I write periodically on createneworder.wordpress.com and just thoughts and theories during the week when I'm not speaking to you live on the air on Sunday night. Thank you for bensound.com for the lead-in music, our break music. Your choices are excellent for unlicensed music. And thank you very much. And we're going to keep the music that we love to hear. Our lead-in song is called Happiness, which is always a topic that we seek as we build our lifestyle. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan. Call in at 657-383-0732. We are live. It is 8:04 p.m. on September 24th, 2017. On September 27th, which is Wednesday of this week, you can catch me and join me for a live lecture at the New York Public Library Morningside Branch. It's at 2900 Broadway, New York, New York, and their telephone number is 212-864-2530. If you need information, directions, or to sign up to register for how not to be a slob, to declutter your life and live organized and live an efficient, productive, happy life in your environment. So come on down at 5:30 p.m., Morningside branch of the New York Public Library on Wednesday, the 27th. You can always call here at Create New Order at 631-979-9530. Also for more information. What's in my glass tonight? Mineralized water. I am doing the Intense Reset by Beachbody. I am in on my fourth day, I believe, or third day of the Intense Reset system. It's a cleansing detox diet program that just sort of gets you off all the chemicals and off all the nonsense that if you're not treating yourself really well. So I am now day three, no caffeine, no alcohol, no sugar, no fats, unless it's healthy fats, avocado, olive oil, sesame oil, and whatever has been in the lighter foods that I've been eating. And I have to tell you, the portions of the recipes, which are pretty time consuming, there's quite a bit of planning and time involved in putting the foods together. But the recipes really are delicious, different way of eating, very, very little meat, a lot of beans, a lot of grains, whole grains. And I'm feeling pretty good on the food plan. Like I said, it takes a lot of prep and a lot of attention to recipes and planning. So that has had to work into my day. And during the week, it might be very interesting to integrate. I have all my food prepared, but I'll let you know how it goes as we go through this 21-day program. I know there's going to be 2 days that are going to be a little bit rocky for me in the 21 days, but I chose to do this because I have not been kind to myself health-wise. I have been overeating or choosing the wrong foods and not feeling altogether healthy. I've been feeling very run down and just sluggish, so I needed something. So my girlfriend Kim was starting this, and she suggested it, and her daughter had done it, and now I am doing it as well, and we'll see how it turns out. Like I said, I'm feeling pretty good, but we'll see. The work involved is quite interesting, but I'm feeling stronger, and I'm feeling today much more focused. So it's in a bit of a fog for the last couple of days, but I'll keep you up to date. But mineralized water is part of the program. And a lot of Himalayan pink sea salt in this plant. And it's the only salt that you're going to have. So interesting. It's an interesting program. Pretty delicious food. Anyway, the weather here and there today was so incredibly gorgeous. It was a hot day here in New York City, 88 degrees, and a breeze that was just short of a wind. Sitting out in the sun and reading a book was fantastic. Girl in Town, we'll talk about where she went to read that book and enjoy the beautiful Sunday afternoon here in New York City. Girl in Town will be up in about 20 minutes, and we'll talk about two places, one in Connecticut and one in here in New Jersey that she's been out and adventuring. I love to adventure. That's what life is all about. And no matter how low you might feel, and no matter how discouraged you might feel, and no matter how far you have to go in the plan in your life, there are moments of adventure available to you. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. You don't have to plan an extravagant vacation. You don't have to do anything absolutely crazy or time-consuming. You can take an hour and go somewhere and be rejuvenated just as well as going away for a week. It's possible. So stay tuned for Girl in Town, and we'll talk about that. Politics, we're talking lots of this. Today's football day, Sunday, football on Sunday. Well, a lot of football talk because of football players who are not respecting the national anthem, and the president's getting involved, and the world's getting involved. Everybody's talking about whether or not it's appropriate. The president's saying that it's mandated that they have to do it. Well, who is he? He's the president of the United States. Last I heard that we have the right to choose. And I know many people find it disrespectful when somebody does not honor the flag or honor the national anthem or show their respect. As long as they're not showing disrespect in their freedom and rights to choose, because that's what America is all about, and I have no problem with that. the disrespect and support that I would have a problem with. So what's the defining line? What's the defining line of respect? I don't really know anymore. We are losing ground when it comes to the political arena. We're losing ground as far as our reputation, our character, and our ethics as individuals and as a nation. That's my opinion. I'm not going to get into all these details and have an argument over this. The fact of the matter is that united we stand and divided we fall, and all I see is division. Division, argument, defensiveness. What happened to us? I ask that question on a personal level. I ask that question on a national level. That's all I have to say about that. The weather is incredible. It was incredible on the Eastern Seaboard, in Bethany and Cape Cod and Naples, Florida. And I understand the weather was very, very close at 84 degrees in Paris today as well. I hope that you all find a few moments to take some adventures and find your own freedom in life. Now, what is National Today? National Honoring Day, National Days of the Year. It's the calendar. It is National Cherries Jubilee Day. I have never had Cherries Jubilee, so that means I've never made it either. And I've talked about recipes that I would like to try that I've talked about on the show because there's a day dedicated to them nationally. So I have lots of cooking to do, but Cherries Jubilee sounds to me like something I would really enjoy. The recipe suggests that you serve it over ice cream. I could imagine it in a crepe. I could imagine it over a custard. Who knows? Maybe just Cherries Jubilee with whipped cream. That would be enough for me, too. There goes the diet, folks. Anyway, another net recipe to try out. And it's, go to Chase's calendar. You know, it used to be a book, Chase's Book of Days. And it was a really expensive book. And I think I had one at some point. I splurged on it because I really thought, oh, this is so great, to include in my newsletter 100 years ago when I first started my company. And I would include it. I would look up what Chase's Day was all about that day. Now we have the internet, and Chase, I'm sure, is not putting out that very expensive book anymore. I believe that you can apply for a day. And for anything, for any particular reason, you could make it a Jennifer Day and apply for that on a certain day. And somehow there's a process to go through to get a National Jennifer Day. So that might be a process someday when I have nothing else to do. But it's National Cherries Jubilee Day. So if you've had it before, I'm happy for you. I hope you really enjoyed it. But for me, I won't be having Cherries Jubilee for at least a month. And today is also National Punctuation Day. And I am sure all of you fellow writers out there are cringing at that because it's one of my problems is punctuation. I don't have a problem with it and I understand it, but I tend to blaze through my writing and I don't want to stop to punctuate. I know what I'm saying. Why do I need punctuation? Well, today I honor you, punctuation. Today, let's see. We're talking about inspiration, we're talking about organization, we're talking about fitness, we're talking about taking care of ourselves, being kind to ourselves. I want to recommend a book called Spontaneous Healing by Dr. Andrew Weil, or Wheel. I'm not sure how to say his name. I've read quite a few things of his, and this one is, it's an older book, it's not one of his newer releases, but I just read this book, and it's actually says on the back jacket, the book is destined to become a classic, and I tend to agree. This is how to discover and enhance your body's natural ability to maintain and heal itself. It's a bit meaty, if you will. He doesn't recommend you eat meat, but it's about how to make your life healthy for your own healing power. And this isn't just food. This is also exercise, mental, spiritual clearing. It's about your diet and how you want to slowly and gradually build up to a good, healthy practice. It talks about your favorite places in nature. Continue to go out and seek those places. Your mental imagery and making notes of the images that you have strong emotional impact for you. It talks about projects, about where to buy, you know, organic produce and where to look for good, healthy choices. It talks about removing electric that's around you, like don't use an electric blanket. Remove electric clock radios around your bed. Try to get the electric currents away from your head. There's all sorts of different suggestions here about making your environment healthier as well. You know, check your sleeping location. Do you have a noisy bedroom? Is it an uncomfortable bed? Does all of this interfere with restful sleep? Different facets of life, your project, finding things to do this week that will enhance your life, adding new fruits and vegetables to your diet, eliminating meats from your diet, exercise, giving you new suggestions, getting you to the mental, spiritual, beginning on fasting and 3 days a week by the time you're at week number 5 and week number 6. So it goes through an 8-week change to put into place in your world so that you can create an environment internally and externally to heal yourself. Now, I'm doing this, you know, intense reset, and I firmly believe that through sleep and exercise and proper nutrition, we heal ourselves. When we're run down, we can pick ourselves back up through those three things. And environment has always been a focus of mine. That's what I do. I'm a professional organizer working in homes and offices and strategizing to build a better and a cleaner life. I recommend Spontaneous Healing by Andrew Wild. He really talks about healthy motivations to surround yourself with to make your world a cleaner, better, happier, more comfortable place, but a healing place. I mean, right now, just talking to you while I'm on the radio, the electric around me is tremendous. I'm looking at two computer screens. I have two lights up behind me. One of them is a salt lamp. One of them is a regular lamp. I have a light overhead that's on a sconce. I have the microphone that I'm speaking through. That my dishwasher is running. I have plugged into me, next to me, my iPhone. I have a hard drive. There's all sorts of electric just surrounding me. My water cooler is plugged in. And so we're always constantly absorbing the electric currents that are around us. So turning them off and getting them out of your bedroom, not having them around you while you sleep and you rejuvenate, because that's what sleep is all about. Sleep is all about repair. When you get healthier and you start cutting out sugar, when you start cutting out fat, when you cut out caffeine, when you cut out alcohol, those things leave your body and you go through a withdrawal process of some sort, depending on how much you use of any of it. And your body is telling you it's the withdrawal process that you need to repair. Your body is repairing damage done by chemicals that you've put into your body. So I'm sure my life will not be filled with 100% accuracy on organic, because I most certainly love my favorite meals. You know, lamb chops are one of my favorite meals, and I love a great lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs. These are the things that I enjoy, and I've been raised with, and I'm sure I'm not going to sacrifice those out of my life, because that's a part of my lifestyle. It's part of my sharing. When I share a meal, but healthier all around on a regular basis, so that every once in a while we can enjoy those comfort foods that we've been raised on, is probably a good idea. So as I go through this adventure, I'll be sharing it with you here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in to join the conversation at 657-383-0732. I'd like to hear what you're doing health-wise and fitness-wise and how you're taking good care of yourself, or maybe not. Maybe you have a question as to how you can make the move toward getting healthier. I was listening to Dr. Radio today, and they were talking about understanding your BMI and understanding your risk of heart disease. And I didn't hear the whole program, but you can go online and you can plug in your height and weight to Google, and it will figure out your BMI and what your risk for heart disease is. Can't hurt. Get a physical and check out your health and be fit and be well. That's all you really can do. You know, we can combat disease by not getting into the disease to begin with. And in the doctor radio, they were talking about the risk of heart disease if you're a non-smoker, a former smoker, and then a smoker, the three categories that there are. And, of course, heart disease, because you have a lower risk if you never smoked, and you have a medium risk if you did smoke but don't anymore, and you have a high risk if you do smoke. I will say, and I'm pretty proud of this, I had my physical a couple of months ago, and my doctor told me that at my stage of the game and the looks of my last chest x-ray, there's no detection whatsoever that I was ever a smoker. And he told me I can consider myself a non-smoker. I don't even have to say I did smoke once. It's been now 18 or 19 years that since I've had a cigarette. 19 years. So my body has repaired itself. So it's miraculous. What can happen, you know, if we start making healthier choices to take better care of ourselves? I'm wondering, by this program that I'm on, and this will be the last note on diet and fitness, if this program that I'm on, if my joint health will be better without caffeine, without sugar, without alcohol. And I'm wondering what my body is going to feel like, if my knees are going to feel better. I will tell you, I've had a lot of leg fatigue this week. I don't know if it's part of this or if it's just part of being a very active person. So 1 second, I'm going to refill my glass with mineralized water and take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Girl in Town. Ryan, and this is Blog Talk Radio, Create New Order, Lifestyle Solutions. You can call. We are live at 657-383-0732. Join the conversation or ask your question about what it is you need to do to plan to reach your goals, to organize your life, to find that happiness that you're looking for. Once again, that number is 657-383-0732. And you can always email us at solutions@createneworder.com or contact us through our website at createneworder.com. Girl in Town, that would be me, Jennifer Ann, and I'm out and about, and I'm looking for something new to do every week so I can bring you the information on how to stop surfing the couch. You don't have to climb a mountain. You don't have to cycle a marathon. You can get out and just experience life an hour at a time, a little at a time. Last week, I was coming home from Cape Cod with the girls, and we stopped in Old Mystic, Connecticut, at the side of the road almost, tourist spot where the Mystic Aquarium is. And, of course, we did not go to the Mystic Aquarium, but we go shopping there. And for 12 years, we've been going to Cape Cod together. And on our way back to the Long Island Ferry, we stop at Old Mystic and do the shops. And 12 years ago, I must say, they were probably all full. Maybe one or two little stores didn't have a shop. Lots of jewelry, lots of souvenirs. There was a hippie shop where you could get old vinyl records and old tie-dye t-shirts, and there are many different shops, and now 12 years later, I have to say, and very sadly, it seems that this little roadside tourist attraction is disappearing. Most of the shops are closed. Some of them have changed hands, but, you know, they're kind of still the same. The general store is still there, but has a different name. And the restaurants are gone. They're closing up. And jewelry, not really. A pair of earrings are just, you're not going to get it there. The little boutiques have disappeared. So it's been very, it was really, really disappointing to me that this quaint little shopping area where you could stop in your travels and pick up a souvenir or a trinket for your little trip is sort of dying out. It, to me, is an old world thing disappearing. And it's a shame because these shop owners, you know, make their living that way, and they're small businesses, and they're disappearing. So it's really a shame. That was Mystic, Connecticut, and I was a bit sad about that. We did find out that there was a metaphysical shop there. I believe it's called Elements. I could be wrong, and if any one of my friends is listening, give a call and correct me. And she said she would be closing in the next couple of months and moving to a location that we now may make our stomping grounds. It's called the Velvet Mill. I haven't been there. It's about 10, 15 minutes away from Mystic, Connecticut, or Old Mystic, Connecticut. And it is a shopping mecca full of artists and artisans and metaphysical shops and interesting eateries. So I will bring that information to you next September because I have a feeling that will be our new stomping grounds coming back from Cape Cod on the way to the Cross Island Ferry back to Long Island. So that was my trip, girl in town trip during the week. And today I went out and had to be in the sun, absolutely positively had to enjoy some sun. So I went to Overpeck County Park, which I've talked about before, and I grabbed my book, which I'm going to talk about next, which I find very interesting because this author writes in her novel about some of the things that I talk about here on this show and with my clients day to day. But I went to Overpeck County Park for a couple of hours and really appreciating the fact that I went to a different area in the park, quite a large park, and I wanted to sit by the water. And there's this big, giant lake there. They call it Overpeck Creek, which I don't understand how you could call it a creek. There were rowing teams practicing there. And the rowing teams, there were several teams. And I could tell that there were several teams. I know nothing about rowing except what I learned today. There were four skull shells and six skull shells. Does that make sense to you? You must be a rower if it does. And it's four people in a boat and six people in a boat. The boat is called the shell, and the rowers are called skulls, S-C-U-L-L. And I thought that was interesting. And then there's a rowboat that goes next to them and shouts at them while they're working and rowing. It was funny to watch them because to watch anything, if you watch a sport, you watch rowing, which is a sport, you watch people doing anything that they practice and they understand. It looks easy because they've done the work so that it looks easy to you who doesn't understand the work. I know this from playing tennis. I know this from ballets. You watch a ballerina dance and it looks so easy. And what I know with very little I've practiced in dance, it's painful and it's difficult and it takes so much work to get to the level of what you're watching in a performance. So today I really appreciated watching the rowers on the water, which was glistening. It was just such a gorgeous day. And the work that they were doing and the unison that they were working in and the speed that they were going, they had passed two or three times. And the amount of effort, the amount of calories that they were burning, the amount of energy that they were using to do what they were doing, it has to be phenomenal. Their shoulders, their chests, their core must be so strong. to be doing that. So I really appreciated that while I was sitting on my butt enjoying the hot sun. That I enjoyed more than anything else. Relaxation should be a quest every single day for every single person. In order to be your best, you must get out and do something for yourself. You are useless to anybody else if you are not taking care of yourself. If you're running around taking care of others, if you have so many responsibilities or too many responsibilities, you make too many choices and your life is cluttered and you have too much to take care of, then you suffer from overwhelm. Then you don't know when to stop. You don't know where to stop or how to stop or how to stop it. What resources do you need? And I say resources because that's what's important. Is understand that when we are overwhelmed, we need to employ resources to help us pull the valve. Let go of some of that steam that's building up because it's not healthy. You've got to create an environment. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes there are circumstances happening in your life that creating a better environment seems impossible, or you don't know how to do it or how to go about creating that environment so that you can live better. I know myself, after having gone through some rough times about 7 years ago, that you just don't always know. But what you do know is that time will pass. A very wise person kept telling me that, kept reminding me that in the worst, darkest days. That time will pass. And every day, if you just hold on, every day, if you make a tiny little bit of progress, you've made a little bit of progress. And be easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Sometimes you need to be kinder to you than to anybody else. So what's the key to that strategy that I'm talking about today as far as your environment is concerned? Downsize it. All of it. What to organize? Everything. Then order. Buy and live smaller. So when you go to Amazon, don't buy the big one. Don't buy the big one at Costco. In fact, don't even belong to Costco anymore. Start downsizing and getting smaller. Stop living to keep up with the Joneses. And frankly, I wish I knew who the Joneses were because I want to smack them around. What are we racing toward? Somebody else's idea of what living is or our idea of what living is? That's an important question to ask yourself. Whose idea of living are you trying to live up to? Do you know? Do you even know what you want out of life, or do you covet what other people have? That's an important question. In order to build your lifestyle, you have to truly know what you want. If you have a lot of stuff around you and it's constant work to keep up with it and you're unhappy about it, why do you have this stuff? That's the whole point. What are you building if you can't manage what you have? I challenge you to get rid of at least 10 things. There's a book, Get Rid of At Least 10 Things. I believe Gail Blanke wrote that book. And it's about getting rid of things so that you can feel fuller. It's really an incredible practice. There's a million books out there to follow, and hopefully my book will be joining those books soon. But my book will be how to do it, not what to do, when to do it. It's when you're ready to do it, this is how you do it, and you can have fun doing it. So stay tuned, because that's coming hopefully sooner rather than later. But Gail Blanke is, I think, throw out 15 things or 10 things. Let me look it up real quick because I'm talking about her, and I met her, I would say, about 10 years ago, and she does write a blog, and you can sign up for her Monday Motivation, and she wrote several books. She wrote the book, The Monday Morning Motivator, which you can get her Motivating Mondays newsletters. 2009 was Throw Out 50 Things, talking about getting rid of, make it a goal, take a number. She's written Taking Control of Your Life, The Secrets of Successful Enterprising Women, and In My Wildest Dreams. She wrote about her quest. So Gail Blanke, motivation, organization, she's all about taking control of your life. Check her out, Gail Blanke, last name B-L-A-N-K-E. So we're talking about getting rid of and downsizing and making your environment a better place. And I recommended a book that I had just started probably a week or two ago, probably 2 weeks ago. And it's called My Part-Time Paris Life. And the reason I picked up this book is because I was in the Bethany bookstore in Bethany Beach, Delaware, and I saw it, and I'm planning on going to Europe. And I saw the title, and I thought, isn't that interesting, because it's where I want to go. And it says how running away brought me home. Now, the fascinating thing is, and what I want to share with you about this book is she's such a like-minded person. I really hope I get to meet her someday. I want to contact her. Maybe she'll be on the show. But she's talking about her mother passed away, and that's what really sort of propelled her into changing her life or getting on with her life or living her life. And when she talks about cleaning out her mother's house, she says, we procrastinated for over a year, which we quickly realized was a huge mistake. We should have done it immediately after Ma died when we were still numb. We'd set ourselves up for a punishing process. I cannot tell you how true this rings, because when I deal with clients who are in this situation and call me because they just can't seem to get through the stuff, it's amazing that they know a year later they should have done it right away. And even when they consult a professional organizer right away and they say, you know, we can help you get this done painlessly, it's up to you when you want to begin, it's better to do it sooner rather than later, it's too much to worry about. So give yourself a break and be kind to yourself in this respect as well. You can always go back to hindsight, but it'll get done either way, whether you need a professional organizer, you get through it with your family. But in lifestyle, one of the things that, you know, she talks about is not wanting to deal with somebody else's crap in her new life. And she wanted to customize her new apartment in Paris, by the way, to suit her needs and her wishes. And her mother made all her life, never realizing that she was worth more, That's such a sad situation that people fill their lives with stuff and don't really see themselves as being valuable. I don't know what that's all about either. Then again, I do know what that's all about. We fall into that pit, every single one of us. No matter how inspired we are, no matter how energetic we are, no matter how enthusiastic we are, we all fall into the pit because life happens to all of us. And we have to realize that it's okay and to be easy on ourselves while life is happening in the worst ways or the most chaotic ways or the most overwhelming ways. Depend on the people who care about you. Depend on the people you care about the most, and depend on yourself and keep yourself strong and healthy. Sleep well, eat well, and exercise. Taking a few minutes for yourself every single day isn't going to magnify a bad situation. It's only going to make you better in dealing with that situation. So the last thing I'll talk about in Lisa and Salmo's My Part-Time Paris Life is this this statement. She had just walked into her finished apartment. Is it the finished apartment? No. She walked into the apartment midway with the contractor still there. And she looked at everything, and they had done quite a bit of work to the apartment. They run all the electric, restored the molding, smoothed the walls so they looked almost new. And she says in the book, my home was starting to take shape in my mind, hope amid the ruins, like my life. I love that statement. That statement is what we all go through when we are challenged. And I felt reading this was so exciting to me because sometimes we feel like we're never going to get out of it. So reading this coming from another author, another person's adventures in life and experiences makes me feel stronger to relay to you that we're all the same. We all go through challenges. We all struggle. We all become unhappy and tired and disengaged. We all sometimes just want to say, stop it. Okay, so let yourself for a while. Feel it for a while. But understand that there's a time limit on that too. I talk about prioritizing. I talk about setting goals. I talk about being kind to yourself. So wrap that all together and then put it on paper. Put on paper what it is you want to accomplish. Put it on paper how you want to live. I talked last week about the changes coming up in my life. I will be moving next year. I'm so excited about it because I know that the things around me that I have loved for years and years and years and worked years to collect and surround myself with, most of which will not be coming with me. I am looking for a new life, my new life. Not that I'm coming out of a chaotic situation in any way, shape, or form, but I'm looking forward to developing, building what is my next step. What is the next step in my life between now and the cottage on the ocean? One more step in between that end game, my final goal. That is where I want to be. I want to be in a cottage on the ocean. I want to write. I want to speak. I want to continue to bring you shows on Blog Talk Radio or who knows, maybe syndicated. Call me at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation and ask for your solution. I am Jennifer Ryan, and this is Blog Talk Radio, Create New Water Solutions, Lifestyle Strategies. What is it that you want to start working toward? How do you want to end up? What do you want people to say about you when you're gone? There's a deep question. I don't know the answer to that question yet. I know the person I want to be. I know what I want to be to my family, to my children, to my grandchildren, which, by the way, I have a third on the way. I'm so excited. Another baby coming in April of next year. So inspired living and thinking, experiences in life, and as you grow older and you continue to learn and communicate and teach, you've got to know your audience. You've got to know your clients. You've got to know who you're talking to, and you've got to know who you want to talk to and who you don't want to talk to. We have to understand and be able to read our audience, who's listening to us, and when they are listening to us, are they actually hearing us? Strategy in life today, what I want to talk about is really understanding if people are hearing you, if you are saying things and communicating in the right way to get your point across. Or are you talking too much and making too much of a point? There was conversation today on Facebook, and the first story I talked about was, you know, the football players who are not honoring the national anthem, not taking a knee during the national anthem. And my point to all of this is, the audience is a football game. Most times, players are not even on the field when the national anthem is played. And is it choice? Is it freedom of speech? Is it respect? Is it about the national anthem or is it about football? What's the audience? What's the requirement? What's the responsibility of a player? The national anthem in a sports arena? I know it's traditional. Don't get me wrong. Join the conversation. Set me straight at 657-383-0732. The point is knowing our audience and speaking to people. Are we reading them right? Are we conveying our message clear enough? Do we understand what our audience wants to hear? Are we speaking so that they can understand what it is? It's sales. It's customer service. It's your job. It's even your relationships. Are you communicating well? Are people understanding what you have to say clearly and without an emotional reaction? Because you're explaining yourself clearly without an emotional infraction. What's the story? How are you communicating? Do you have the determination to communicate? Do you speak up? This is a confidence question as well, because most people, when they see something that isn't quite right, won't say anything at all. Or if somebody feels something isn't quite right, they'll react. They'll react explosively to get their point across because they're defensive and they may not have all the facts. My key to strategy suggestions this week is to really listen to what's going on around you before speaking and to really listen to what the conversation is about or what the facts of the conversation are before engaging into that conversation. It's really important to listen well. In order to communicate, you must listen well. It is a huge communication piece, listening. That is the strategy that you should concentrate on this week. We all should concentrate on this week is listening, good listening skills. As far as motivation is concerned, I have one suggestion. Remember this. Don't confuse movement with progress. Many of us out there keep ourselves really, really busy. We flutter around and we get this done and we get that done and we're hurrying here and hurrying there, doing this, doing that. And what happens? You're standing in one place because you're moving around a lot, but you're not getting anything done. Sit quietly and get through one thing at a time, start to finish. This will keep you motivated to do more. That's what it's about. Getting it all done, whatever it is, whether it's cleaning out a closet, paying your bills, or calling your cousin. Be present, put the time in, let everything else go, and be focused on that one thing. Get it done. Give yourself time. Be easy on yourself and give yourself time to think things through. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes you're disturbed and disrupted the entire time. You want to get something done. Okay, you'll get back to it later. Put the time aside some other way. But again, don't confuse movement with progress. Make progress with less movement. Downsize that too. What will we organize this week? Under the sink. Clean out under the sink and get rid of stuff that you have never used. Cleaning products, folks, can accumulate, but they don't work unless you use them. And if you're not using them, then that means they're not your choice. Donate them out. Donate them to a food pantry. I'm sure they'll take cleaning supplies and just get rid of them. Get your place cleaned out. Keep what you use. Get rid of what you don't. It's not important to have a sink under your sink cluttered with a bunch of stuff that is in your way when you're trying to find a light bulb. If you keep your light bulbs there. Do you have light bulbs there? I want to talk about some inspiration in the last few minutes of the show. I saw a video online about this little guy named Jaden. Jaden lives in Savannah, Georgia, and this story had me in absolute tears. Jaden is 6 years old. His father died when he was 4 years old, and his mother suddenly passed away in her sleep when he was six. So just a couple of months ago, this little six-year-old guy lost his mom and lost his dad 2 years ago. And he now lives with his Aunt Barbara in Savannah. And he decided that he was tired of seeing everybody sad all the time and nobody smiling anymore. And it was really making him upset. He just wants to see people smile. So he spoke to his aunt and asked his aunt to send away for a package of little toys. He got like 100 little toys, and I'm sure it was from somewhere like Oriental Trading or whatnot. Little pocket toys. They fit in your palm of your hand. And he got these toys and then asked her to take him to downtown Savannah, Georgia, where he would sit with her. And when he saw somebody he felt was unhappy, he would give them a toy. Well, I think that they've had many orders at this point. They're up to thousands of toys at this point. And he wants to get to a million to give out these toys. And they asked the question, what is this all about? Why are you doing this? And he said, I just want to see people smile. I want to feel them smile. I want people to be happy. This is a six-year-old kid who has lost both of his parents. And he has found a way to motivate himself, to encourage himself, to inspire himself by giving to other people. He possesses a skill that many of us search for. I work with so many people who are sad. I work with so many people who are depressed. I work with so many people coming out of a grief situation, and they don't know how to pull themselves out of that feeling of despair. And this little guy doesn't possess it. This little guy possesses this beautiful, giving, enthusiastic spirit to give out toys. He walks up to people, old, young, men, women, doesn't matter, walks up to them and gives them a toy. There are people giving him hugs, people bursting into tears when he gives this simple little act of kindness. How can you not be inspired by this little boy? What is his life going to be? Oh, I'm sure he's loved. But now he has a mission. He has already set in stone his life. He shows his heart. He shows his giving nature. He shows what a kind person he is. I can only see good things for him. And that doesn't mean fame and fortune. This person is truly blessed, and he gives with every single one of those toys a blessing. I truly hope people can see it. Part of building a life, a solid, happy, comfortable life, is letting go of the things that are sad. You're allowed to be sad. Sad happens every day. Like I said before, we all struggle. We all get discouraged. We all go through trials in our life. It's okay. Feel it. Feel it all. Every time it happens, go through the emotions of what it is you are feeling about the circumstances, because time will pass. And on the other side of that, you can be happy. You can be content. It'll take patience, because time will pass. It'll take solid relationships. Never, ever, ever let go of your friends. Your true friends will always be there for you, 100% of the time. And whether you speak to them or not every single day, doesn't matter. They'll listen to you, and when they're tired of listening to you, they won't drop you. They'll just recede a little bit and get on with their own lives, and then they'll be back again. Rely on those people and find resources to help you through circumstances that you're going through. It isn't easy, and it takes a lot of work. It's like building relationships in any way, shape, or form. Building relationships is so important, so very important, and worthy of your time. What are you looking for in your life? What is the happiness you seek? What is your end game? And if you don't know, you should be calling in at 657-383-0732 on Sunday nights between 8 and 9 p.m. I'm here to work with you on your strategies, give you the motivations to set the target to reach your goal. If you don't set a target, how do you think you're going to reach it? I was watching some videos on YouTube about practicing tennis, practicing my ground strokes and going to the wall and hitting the ball. And it was suggested to me by a very good friend to find out what would make drilling at the wall better and make me a stronger player. And one of the videos I watched said, you have to draw a target on the wall and aim for that target and hit that target X amount of times, with your forehand, and then hit that target X amount of times with your backhand, and then repeat. So you have to set a target. And what he said in one of these videos is, if you don't set a target, you can't reach your goal. And you know what? That's true. What's the target? You must make thresholds. You must set small targets in order to reach it. You have to take one step at a time to go up a flight of stairs. You have to take one target at a time in order to reach your goals. Set those goals, set those targets so that you know what you have to do every single day to reach them. It's a diet plan. It's a decluttering solution. It's a job search. It's a relationship search. It's a relationship restart. Maybe you're having trouble in your relationships and you need to get back on track. All of these things need a target. They need a goal, and they need strong, solid communication. If you're not communicating well, what, you expect people to read your mind? People can't read your mind. They can't, unless they're psychic. And then, again, maybe they can't either. Maybe they're just mediums talking to the dead and coming to speak to you. That's a whole different show. The point is, set it out in front of you. If you want to declutter your home, start looking at your home saying, why do I have this? Why do I have that? Do I need this? Do I want it? I have a suggestion. Go through your house, and like Gail Blanke talks about in her book, throw out 50 things. Don't even throw them out. Take 50 things and pack them up in a box and put them in the bottom of a closet, put a date on it. Leave them there. Just leave it in that box with the date on it. And let's see how long it takes you to remember, A, what's in the box, and B, need something that's in the box. I guarantee you, you'll never go back to that box. It's amazing. It is amazing that we have so much stuff that we don't realize it when it's missing. Now, tools that we misplace will drive us crazy because we need them. I don't know, like a hairbrush or even our keys. They need homes where they go every single time after you use them. And that's part of staying organized. If you take it out, put it back. If you use it, clean it. If you eat it, replace it. If you need it, ask for it. Look for it. But put things back where they go. And if they don't have a place to go, then make a place for them to go specifically, and that it always returns to that spot. That's where it goes. We don't have to change where things go. They are in their home. My keys go to the same place every day. My linen closet is arranged the same every single day. And I don't overbuy. That goes back to the downsizing that I mentioned earlier. That downsizing means you don't keep accumulating. The volume around you is too great. It's time to get rid of half. Get rid of half. Let's see how that works out for you. Call in next Sunday night between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. My name is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Blog Talk Radio, Lifestyle Solutions. And we'll talk more again about what it is that you want in your life and how to get it. Organization and strategy is the beginning of the game. And reaching the finish line of happiness, comfort, and a beautiful lifestyle is the goal. Join me again next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Remember to call in at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. This is Jennifer Ryan. I hope you have a great week. Join me on my blog at createneworder.wordpress.com and contact us through the website at www.createneworder.com.